Belinda and ABC Audio present this unabridged recording of Rowan of Rin, Rowan of Rin number one, written by Emily Rodder and read by Rachel Blake.
Rowan was panting when he reached the cool house. Trembling, he climbed the ladder and took two of the oldest cheeses from their shelf. The cool house was packed with cheeses, vats of smooth white milk curd, churns of butter. Plenty for everyone, but not for long if new supplies did not replace the old. He left the cool house and hurried towards the orchard, beyond which lay Sheba's hut. He could hear the sound of the crowd still assembled in the market square and was glad he didn't have to pass them on his way. As he reached the outskirts of the village, he thought about what Val had said. Stumbling slightly in the ragged grass, he began moving through the hoopri trees, dodging the twisted hanging branches. He thought about Sefton, his father. Sefton had come home from the market late one night, just after Anad was born, to find his house burning. A log had rolled from the fire and set the ground floor on fire. Flames were licking the staircase, and the house was filled with smoke. Sefton had shouted for help, then leaped up the burning stairs. He pulled the unconscious Jilla and the new baby from their beds and carried them down to safety. Then, as the flames burned higher and hotter, he threw a blanket around his head and went back into the house. For Rowan, in the attic. No one could stop him, they said later, though the heat and smoke beat everyone else back. Even the giant millers, Val and Ellis, even Strong John, Sefton's friend. They saw Sefton at the attic window with Rowan in his arms. They saw him fling the window open and heard him cry out. They rushed to catch what he threw to them, his son. Screaming in terror, wrapped tightly in the rug from his bed. And then they heard a crash and saw the roof fall in and flames leap and roar. Strong John, cradling Rowan in his huge arms, gave a shout of grief. Sefton had saved his family, but he had gone from them forever. Rowan grew up knowing that his father had died to save him. He knew, too, that although they never said so openly, many people in the village of Rin felt that the exchange had not been a fair one. The villagers were farmers and traders now, but they were descended from great warriors. And in their time, when Rin was threatened, many of the older ones had fought to defend it. The War of the Plains was alive in their memories and recorded in dozens of volumes in the House of Books. The people of Rin were proud of their tradition of courage.